Happy New Year, everybody in Alert Bay. I'm just going to say a few things before, before I start beginning my podcast for the year. COVID, it's been a very tough year for all of us here, especially for the tourist businesses. The vaccine effort last week was fantastic, and I'm sure we all thank the Namgis Health for all of the hard work that they did to vaccinate the community. I think that's going to make quite a difference for us as time goes on. Bylaw committee has been hard at work, and I thank them a lot for what they've been doing. But I've got a couple of areas of concern. First of all, the building bylaw that we're talking about that will require 8 inspections if you're building a home here. I'm concerned because this means we're going to need to consider a building inspector, either full-time or part-time. And, you know, we have a diminished tax base already, fewer people paying the taxes that are going to be covering stuff like that. And we already have the owner-builder license requirement that we do have to abide by. People have to have that course passed and the license to build their own home. So why we need more requirements, I don't know. The other concern too is that this bylaw committee's been doing a lot of work. There's some zoning bylaw changes now. Some things are not bad. For instance, we have people are allowed to live in their RV while they're building, which I think is way better than it was before. We actually had people having to leave the community and sell their lot because they weren't allowed to build in RV or live in their RV while they were building. So that's a good thing. My personal feeling is that why is it wrong that somebody can't buy a lot here and live in an RV on the lot? There's some concerns about it's going to deprive of us of some tax income, but I think we could easily accommodate an annual fee for somebody doing that that would bring some money into the village coffers, and the sewage hookup and garbage would, you know, help pay, and we'd have another few people living in the village, which would be better for us all. A lot of communities allow RVs right now for people to live in RVs. Most communities have bylaws against the idea, but a lot of communities just decide to not enforce those laws. But if we were to, and I've suggested this to our council, if we were to be the first community to actually have in our bylaws, people would be allowed to live in an RV, I think we would be, it would create a lot of publicity for us. We'd be the first community in BC to be doing that. The other concern is that lot beautification. There's many rules that are proposed and some very strong language, I think. My sense is that we need to honor the community that we live in here. You know, why did we all move to this community? Did we move here to live under a bunch of rules like condo owners do? You know, hear about the condo owners in the city and the ridiculous rules that they have. The other thing is that these rules also put us, the council, in the role of policemen. And I didn't really want to get elected to council to become a policeman to have to chase people for things. I've got concerns about that. Now, these are my feelings. I mean, I was elected to represent the community and make sure that that I listened to people and that we weren't doing things that people didn't want. So, you know, the most important thing that you can do in this new year is to just keep abreast of what's going on. Listen to the podcasts. The minutes are available through the village office. And when we do finally get through this latest COVID restriction, we'll be able to have people attend our meetings again. And by attending those meetings, then you get to express your views about what we're proposing. It's very important because a lot of these things, these changes are coming up, and we need to, pay attention and not let some of these things happen. Some of them are great. I thank the Bylaw Committee for all their hard work. So anyway, with that, have a happy new year 2021. Thanks.